Next item on the project, on the agenda is Hunting Creek Improvement Association, 10-0497. Schneikert.
Hunting Creek Improvement Association is requesting authorization to remove a damaged timber channel jetty and to construct 246 linear feet of riprap jetty along the western side of Hunting Creek entrance channel in Middlesex County. This project requires both subaqueous permits and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Project is located here where the red circle. This is the Rappahannock River, Stingray Point, Deltaville area of Middlesex County. For reference, this is Sturgeon Creek, Broad Creek. Here's the Hunting Creek project site. It's at the mouth of the creek. This is a 2009 aerial image. This image was actually acquired before the recent damage to the timber jetty. I've got some more recent pictures as well. Basically, the timber jetty will be removed. Riprap jetty will be constructed along here and connect back into the dune system back here behind the beach. This is an aerial photo taken last month looking generally south. The association has a valid permit to mechanically maintenance dredge the channel to a depth of minus 4 feet at mean low water and to place the sandy dredge material along the beach areas on both sides of the channel. The expiration date of that permit is currently April 30th of 2012. The association is seeking authorization to remove a recently damaged timber jetty, remains of it here, and construct 246 linear feet of riprap jetty. The association hopes a new jetty will reduce the frequency of the required maintenance dredging along this channel. Plan view drawing, similar orientation as the aerial photo. Work is to be conducted here. Jetty will impact approximately 1,500 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 3,360 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Middlesex County has not yet adopted the Beaches and Dunes Ordinance, which was made available to them by virtue of recent code change, became effective July 1 of 08. As a result, the commission is charged with acting as the local Dunes and Beaches Board pursuant to Chapter 14 of Title 28.2. The cross-sectional drawing of the jetty, they propose to conduct the construction in two phases as funds allow. Obviously, since it gets deeper, the further out the jetty extends, the height and the base of the structures increases as you move channelward. The projected height of the jetty will be a foot and a half to 2 feet above mean high water. And these are representative cross sections as you move landward. This photo taken right after the storms last year when the jetty was damaged. You may recall y'all approved a geobag placement along this beach in there. Well, shortly after it was installed, the jetty got damaged. Those boards came in, tore the bag, and most of the sand poured out. As clearly shown in this picture, the existing timber jetty has been significantly damaged. The damage to the jetty has left the channel susceptible to shoaling. And as I mentioned, they plan to do the work in two phases. Phase one consists of the landward 156 feet, and then they will extend out the additional 90 feet as funds become available. This is that geobag. Installed last year in an attempt to recreate the dune. It was ripped by debris from the jetty shortly after it was deployed. No comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner indicated they had any objection to the project. This is another aerial that was taken last month. In their comments dated May 4th of this year, VEM states that improving the failed jetty is appropriate to improve navigation and reduce the frequency of required maintenance dredging. They recommend that all failed structures should be removed and properly disposed of. Department of Conservation and Recreation states they do not anticipate the project will adversely affect any of their programs. They did note the applicability of Chesapeake Bay Act requirements, and they recommended adherence to erosion and sediment control measures. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries noted the northeastern beach tiger beetle may be present in the project vicinity. We did coordinate with the Corps of Engineers, and they had asked Fish and Wildlife Service about that. They said it's not present at this beach. Game and Inland Fisheries also noted the presence of the peregrine falcon and sea turtles in the project vicinity. However, they stated they did not anticipate the proposed project will adversely impact those species. DGIF also recommended strict erosion and sediment controls and a time of year restriction from February 15th to June 30th of any year to minimize adverse impacts on anadromous species. No other state agencies have commented on the proposed project. Staff believes the replacement of the damaged jetty is appropriate, and the utilization of riprap should provide for a longer-lasting, more durable structure. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403.10b and 28.2.1205a of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with a condition that the damaged geobag and timber jetty being replaced must be removed and properly disposed of. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $1,680 for the encroachment of the jetty on 3,360 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. Given the project location and considering the width of the Rappahannock at the site, as well as the nature of the project, we do not feel a time of year restriction is necessary.
Questions of Mr. Nykirk? Mr. Lane?
How is the length of the proposed breakwater compared to the length of the present jetty?
Extend about even with the other one over here on this side. As you can see from some of these aerials, you can see there has been some rock, placed down there over the years. This channel has been a constant maintenance problem for this association. They do have some more homes on the association now. They're hoping to get a little bit more money in, I believe, to help with the work out here. But this jetty was constructed back maybe 02-ish, the new riprap jetty. That's 3 years old. It's done a good job, and that's kind of what they're hoping to mirror on the opposite side.
Mr. Lane, follow up, sir.
What is the approximate water depth at the end, seaward end of the jetty?
4 feet. 4 feet mean low water. So it's pretty substantial by the time you get out there to the end of it in width.
Further questions of Mr. Nykirk, Mr. Fox, and Dr. McConaughey?
Do they plan to replace the geobag?
No, they do not. They're actually going to continue the riprap over there, and that in no time will be covered with sand.
Dr. McConaughey?
Well, it looks like that where the geobag was, and they were worried about building up the dunes, but that looks like a classic, when you put breakwaters in, you're stopping the sand on the upward side, and that island's eroding and moving back. So they're going to be coming back in a few years and asking to stabilize that island because the jetties are going to make it move farther back? Or
that, I didn't quite follow you here. The sand transport along this beach is actually in this downstream direction. What happens now is a good bit of the sand is kind of going back up in here behind what jetty had been here. That was the attempt with the geobag, was to keep that from happening. Now with this completely open like it is, it's just washing into the channel, and they dredge probably on the order of, if not once a year, once every 2 years.
Well, yeah, from that picture, it looks like it's in the sand flows from the other side.
That's just because this groin has been effective, and they've been placing a good bit of the beach nourishment on this beach here, so it's kind of artificially wide there.
Mr. Tiger?
Tell me, time of year restriction, you mentioned the site, the nature of the project, and the location as reasons. Could you elaborate on that a bit for me, the difference between your thoughts and VIMS' thoughts?
That wasn't VIMS. That was actually Department of Game and Fisheries.
Yes,
we see that comment quite often, just about anything that has to do with the water, if they comment on it, and they comment on a lot of the beaches and dunes projects. I think they throw that out as a regular condition. We took a look at it. It's not any not much different than, you know, people constructing riprap groins along their shoreline anywhere. If it were a large dredging project or a more confined area, and they had a specific concern on that special nursery area, we might have included that, but we didn't really see it here on the Rappahannock
River. Would you say that condition is more species triggered than it is actual?
Yes.
That's doing their job as a check valve, correct?
Yes.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Neikert. Is Hunting Creek Improvement Association represented? Gentlemen, do you wish to be heard by the commission?
I don't think so.
Anyone here in opposition to the project? If not, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of staff's recommendation.
There is a second to the motion. Seconded by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.